A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we're going to answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts, we're not experts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
Dori, if people would like to reach us, they can, what did I call it? Hit us up on the Javims. I don't remember. The Veeams? The Google Voice.
You said, I think you said Gavims.
and you
know what?
I realized, shed a tear.
I realized in a previous episode I had kind of jokingly said Gmail.
Oh,
but I think that Gavims gives me like vagina vibes. And I feel weird about it.
Oh, I'm going to embrace it.
Okay.
Gavims. I can see that. Well, listen, you can leave us a voicemail or you can text us. The number is 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder that you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can also check out our shelves on shopmyshelf.us/forever35. Kate will have an update on that in a couple minutes. And you can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. And you can sign up for our newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter.
Well, today is an important episode because we are celebrating the birth of probably one of my favorite people.
Wow.
I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's you. Today is your birthday.
Oh, well, Kate, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We should say we're recording this a few days ahead, but the day this airs, it will be your birthday. And so we are going to celebrate you now.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. I do feel like in the last few years, I've really leaned into my Taurus energy.
Kind of like steady, focused, calm. Is that how you would describe it?
I would say just like really luxuriating. Like a Taurus likes an earthly delight.
Oh, wow. Now this is something I can get behind.
You know, we are known to be stubborn.
That's fair.
But we are also known to be someone you can rely on. There was a meme. My friend Emily sent me this meme about Tauruses that was like something about how, Tauruses hate when you change plans on them. So if you try to change your plans like right before, it like gives the Taurus an excuse to cancel.
And you were like, that's me. I remember you sharing that meme on your Instagram.
I was like, I get this. I relate to this. And I really appreciate it.
Are you doing anything to luxuriate in honor of yourself?
I keep meaning to make like a massage appointment and I keep forgetting. So this is a good reminder to do that.
Well, I'm really excited to celebrate another year around the sun, turn around the sun. What do people say? A journey around the sun for you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
You also kind of celebrated last night by staying out late and going to a rock concert like a real young person.
Well, except that it was at Walt Disney Concert Hall, which is like where the LA Philharmonic plays.
So you had a comfortable chair.
I had a really comfortable chair. Masks were required.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Safe and comfortable.
It was great. They did a Gen X festival. And as part of this, they had a concert with Liz Phair. And then as openers, she had a few special guests perform either their songs from the 90s, like Lisa Loeb performed Stay.
Oh, oh my God, so good.
Or she had contemporary, like, you know, younger artists performing covers of 90s songs. So like Bethany Cosentino from Best Coast performed If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow. Remy Wolf performed Beck's Loser.
Oh, this sounds so good. Did you sit the whole time and like dance in your seat?
Yeah, except at the very end when we all like people all like got up. But it was very fun. And then Liz Phair was amazing. And yeah, it was just great. It was really great.
Doesn't it feel good to see live music again?
It does feel really good.
And just be with people like in that energetic space. It just feels so wonderful.
Yeah. It was great. I have to say it was really, really fun. And Liz Phair and Lisa Loeb performed as the last song of the encore. They performed Verve's Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh boy.
With a live organ accompaniment.
Did you cry? I feel like I would weep.
It was very moving. Yeah, because the Walt Disney Concert Hall has this amazing organ and they had someone actually playing it.
That is very cool. So cool.
It was very cool. Ugh. And of course, the acoustics in that place are second to none. So that was also really, I love a great sounding concert. I'm not going to lie.
Mm. Almost like a healing, an energetic healing experience as the sound waves move through you.
Yeah.
We can get woo about it. We can get woo about an organ. Organs
All right,
are
let's get,
incredible.
Let's get woo. Let's get woo about an organ.
Let's get woo. A remake of the Jennifer Lopez song, Let's Get Loud. Well, I did want to let everybody know that I finally got my act together and I added a butt care shelf to our Shop My Shelf page. So I put every product that I have used successfully to rid my butt of the major butt acne that I had, and also to take care of both my butt and also my skin on my body. And I'm very excited about this shelf. It's got a lot of fun products on it.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I included the original listener who wrote into us about what they used. I included the products that they recommended as well, because I haven't tried that one. It was a Paula's Choice acne body spray. I haven't tried it, but I wanted to make sure we honor that listener as well. Mm. So if you want to go to Kate's Butt Care Corner, spelled with a K, because I am, Kardashian-esque. And we've got so many great things. We've got body spray. We've got AHA renewing cream from Skin Fix on there. This Pixie Glycolic Body Wash that I use. Just lots of goodies. Lots of goodies for your butts.
Okay.
I want our butts to be beautiful, you know?
I concur.
For ourselves. Like, we don't, I mean, we can have other people admire our butts, of course, but like, just for our own happiness, beautiful butts are where it's at. That's the energy I'm bringing into 2022, among other things.
I love it.
You know, crush the patriarchy and have a beautiful butt. It's basically my two goals.
Well, Kate, I'm on board for all of this.
Thank you, Dory. Thank you. Well,
you're so welcome.
Let's take a break.
Okay, let's do that.
Come back and hear from some listenies.
Okay.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
All right. So just to get things started, to get things heated up on this episode, a quick email from someone. Hi, Dorian Kate. I've been a listener of Forever 35 since the very beginning, at which point I was 30 years old. So it felt particularly important to me to pause the pod and let you know that as of today, I am finally 35.
Yay.
Happy birthday. We love you. Enjoy this, your podcast birthday year.
Amazing. Yeah. We're so glad to have you.
So glad. You're almost in your 40s where things really get fun. So just buckle up and we'll see you on the other side.
Sounds great.
All right. We've got a very long email here, Dory.
We do.
With an intriguing question. I'm going to hand the mic to you to read this since I still have a hacking COVID cough and I'm afraid it's going to disrupt things. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that is fine. Hey, Kate and Dory. I was wondering if you have any advice on how to deal with envy / income disparity / judgment. I recently moved from a community where my husband and I were at the mid to high end of the income scale to one where we are at the lower end. I'm struggling with being envious of many of my peers in my new community and also a feeling of inadequacy or having nothing to offer a friendship. Plus, we've had some people obviously look down on us for having less. The friends I have made are very nice and fun, but they will make critical comments about things that unbeknownst to them I may have done / used / bought, etc. For example, I was recently having drinks with two new friends, and they started disparaging after-school daycare, saying it was much better to have a nanny or an au pair or family take care of children after school. What they didn't know was that before the pandemic, I sent my kids to an after-school daycare for years. We have only known each other for a few months, so there's a lot they don't know about myself and my family. Unfortunately, they seem to be the best of the community because they are kind and inclusive toward me when many others aren't, but I've been a bit disheartened by these criticisms and their general lack of awareness about how other people with less money live. Also, a recent political discussion revealed total ignorance on their part regarding people in lower income brackets. While they consider themselves liberal, which I would consider myself, they remain quite judgmental about various things that pose a price barrier to many others. For example, household amenities, various types of food products and cooking methods, and the correct type of sunscreen to use have all been topics of conversation. I believe for many of these items, most people, myself included, do the best they can to buy the healthiest / safest products that they can afford for their family, but price still remains a factor that can't be ignored. So often what my new friends may consider the best and only option is not an option for my family. I'm also feeling that despite our own hard work and considerable effort, because my husband and I have not reached the same level of financial success, we must not be as smart / talented / hardworking as these others in our community who have so much more. Honestly, it is killing my confidence. My brain knows that material things are not the mark of a life well lived, but I'm still really struggling with this. I'm also a realist and know that, for example, having the money to hire a nanny while I'm at work could give my child a better start in life as opposed to going to after-school daycare. This could also mean easier logistics for me and my husband and therefore more time and being less rushed, which could make us happier, better parents, partners, people, and that is just one example. There are dozens of other similar examples. I'm a naturally shy and introverted person, so making new friendships has always been difficult for me, and this situation is making it that much more challenging. So I was wondering if you have any advice on how to stay confident and avoid envy in the face of people with strong opinions who are obviously much more affluent.
I have a lot of feelings.
I can't wait to hear them.
All of this. And I want to go into this gently with this listener. The thing that I want to first point out is because it was said toward the end of this message is that you make a comment about how having a nanny could give your child a better start in life as opposed to going to after school daycare. And I want to just flag that because that to me sounds like you are regurgitating a talking point that you have picked up from these people. Mm. And As a person who both children have been in, started daycare at 3 months old and have been in after school daycare programs their whole lives, I think I can speak to the fact that this is not true. And the moralizing by rich people of things like food choice, products like sunscreen, etc. This is a trap that I have fallen into myself. Oh, this is better because it has this ingredient, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. This is truly, this is a trap. Mm-hmm. And it's moralizing things based on access. And most people don't have access to a lot of this shit. And it doesn't make people inherently better or worse if you give your kids fast food every day or if you give your kids organic fava beans every day. You are both equally good parents. So, okay, so I'm kind of on a tangent. I think these people suck. And I think you get to decide if, okay, I'm sorry, I take that back. Maybe they don't suck, but they're doing some sucky things.
No, they suck.
Okay, they suck. Okay. You get to decide if you want to spend the emotional labor speaking up and talking back to these people and educating them, knowing that it may make no impact on them. For example, when people are rambling about nannies and au pairs and family, which, fuck, that's like inaccessible for almost everybody. My family lives thousands of miles away. Anyway, you can speak up and say, actually, my kids, we did this. We don't have that much money to afford a nanny, so we did it this way. But that's putting the shit on you. Mm-hmm. And you should get to surround yourself with people who have similar values, and if they don't, are open to changing their minds. I don't know if I'm forming a coherent thought, because it is really hard to get sucked into these keeping up with the Joneses kind of feelings and to be around people who have zero awareness of their own inherent classism and privilege and access. You know, these people are incredibly oblivious, and you're not. So I kind of might urge you to like dig deeper into whether or not these are relationships that are actually sustaining you. Just because they're, quote, good enough doesn't mean they're like good. You know, like, oh, they're technically liberal. Well, that's great. But like, do they just vote for liberal people, or are they actually like living by the values of which they espouse? Dory, I gotta pass the mic because I'm flustered and flummoxed and frustrated by these people.
I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. Like, I mean, this is obviously not a realistic suggestion, but I wish you could move. Like, I just think these people kind of suck. By the same token, there are always going to be people who have more than you, no matter where you are or what you do. And I do think just like part of life is like learning how to navigate that, and developing the confidence in yourself and what you do and what you have, that this stuff just kind of rolls off you. Like, if I were in this conversation with these people trashing after school care, I would have just said, oh, that's interesting, because my kids have been in after school care for years and it's been great for them. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah. Or also, what are you doing to advocate for universal childcare and access for people in the community who can't afford a nanny to have childcare? What do you all think about that?
Like, flip it back on them, you know? So, you know, I get those feelings of insecurity, and like Kate, living in Los Angeles, I have also felt like, oh, holy shit, like there are people here who have a lot. And the other thing that I do want to speak to, and Kate, you touched on this a little bit, but this part down here about, despite your own hard work and considerable effort, you must not be as smart / talented / hardworking. Okay. This is one of the fallacies of capitalism, because you could work really hard and make minimum wage. Like, there is no correlation between working hard and being financially comfortable in this country, unfortunately. And that is just, you know, income inequality is real. The other thing that I will say is generational wealth is also very real.
And these systems are also racist as fuck. Go back and listen to our interview with amazing law professor, tax law professor, Dorothy Brown, about who covers all of this. Like,
yeah. So, you know, I have learned that many of the very wealthy people who I've met in Los Angeles, after a light Google,
Dory is so good at the light Google.
It's like, oh, their family are real estate developers who own half of Los Angeles. Oh, their dad was the creator of Friends. You know, like, there's just like all these things where you're like, oh, these people were born on third base, you know? Yeah. Like, and I just like, there's no point in even trying to compete, quote unquote, with that. Like, it's just not happening.
Not happening.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's like reassuring or what, but like, a lot of people who seem more financially secure are only financially secure because of generational wealth. And that can take many, many, many forms. Like, maybe their parents gave them their down payment for their big, beautiful house. Maybe their parents are paying for the nanny. Maybe their trust fund is paying for the cars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Okay. So get this whole idea that it's just about being smart and hardworking out of your head, because to be honest, like, a lot of the people with a lot of generational wealth are some of the stupidest people I've ever met.
Yeah, that is literally a lie that is passed down through American culture. It's just not true.
No, not true at all.
And so, advice on how to stay confident and avoid envy in the face of people with strong opinions who are obviously much more. Also, them being affluent doesn't make them smarter or better. Their opinions aren't more valid because they have money. I am annoyed about these people. Listen, hold your ground. Know your value. Know your worth. Know what your values are as a human and stick to them. And in terms of avoiding envy, sometimes you can't, and that's okay. But surround yourself with people who make you feel good. I could go on and on about this, and I think we need to move on. But I look forward to a vigorous discussion about this further.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kate, we have one more email. Hey, Kat and Dor, I was having a good lol in the car the other day while when listening to the episode about coining the terms enhorsements and endorsements, and now I have one to request. After working mostly from home during the pandemic, I'll be returning to work in a hybrid arrangement with a few days at home and a few days in the office. Before the pandemic, I didn't even have a work laptop, and now I'll need to haul one back and forth. I'd like to purchase a good laptop bag, but before I dive down that potential internet rabbit hole, I thought I'd see if either of you or your listeners have an enhorsement / endorsement. I have a regular 14-inch laptop, so it's not as sleek or small as, say, a MacBook. I'd like something quality, but not too fancy / expensive. Perhaps a regular bag and a laptop sleeve combo would also work if anyone has gone that route.
Okay, I included this because you rolled up to our writing date the other day with a cute laptop backpack.
Well, thank you, Kate.
You want to share what it is?
Oh, I would love to. I have a Fjallraven.
Oh, boy.
Is that how you say it?
Exactly.
That must be how you say it. Backpack. It is, I'm going to get you the exact model. I believe I have the Kanken number 2 laptop 15 inch black. No, mine is not black, but this is the one I have. Kanken number 2 laptop 15 inch. I do not have a 15 inch laptop, but I wanted a bigger backpack, so I got the bigger size. And I love it. It has a back compartment just for your laptop, which I really like as someone who often spills things.
Oh.
I like having my computer in a separate compartment. Of course, like if I had a major spill, it would probably leak through both compartments, but like this at least gives it a bit of a layer of protection. I also like having a backpack, because a bag I find is like not great for your shoulders, first of all. So that's just like something I think to keep in mind.
Great rec. All right. Can't wait to hear what other people say. I don't really have a good laptop bag, so I'm kind of in the market.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure other people, I will say the one thing that I do not love about this backpack is I feel like it doesn't have enough compartment, like it doesn't have enough zippered okay. pockets.
Okay.
Noted. I think that if I had a lot of money,
if you were those people, those affluent people from the previous email.
Yes, if I were those affluent people from the previous email, I would probably get a Tumi laptop backpack.
I love Tumi luggage.
I have a small, yeah, I have a small backpack of theirs that I love. It has so many great pockets. I love all the pockets, but their bags are so expensive. So that might not be an option, but you know, worth a look if you're ready to splurge. It definitely is like it's also if you work in like a very, you know, professional environment, it is a professional looking backpack. Like this is a backpack you could like walk into an office with, I think, and no one would bat an eye. Whereas the Fjällräven one is like a little more rugged looking.
It's a little more school bag, if you will.
Yes.
In a good way. But I know what you mean.
Yeah. Now I feel like people also like this Everlane backpack, but I can't speak to it.
It's very chic looking. I know the one of which you speak.
Yeah, it's very chic looking. So, you know, that could be an option. I think I personally would go backpack. That is my endorsement.
There it is. I don't have an endorsement on this one, so stand by.
All right.
All right. Let's take another break, and we will be back in a moment.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some beautiful, gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right. Well, Kate, we are back with a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Laura. I love the podcast along with two of my other very good friends, Leia and Lauren. We are meeting in the Great Smoky Mountains to do a backpacking trip Memorial Day weekend. And we have all not gone backpacking for years because of kids and whatever else there is in life. But most importantly, we want your tips on skincare because I have no idea. And I'm in Jersey City and now I'm in a good skincare routine, but with Papa Squats and, you know, whatever else comes with living in the woods for 4 days, we need your advice. All right. Hope you guys are well. Bye.
Kat, I feel like this is your bailiwick.
I mean, this is my dream. I really want to start backpacking and hiking more. So I'm excited about this. I did a little Googling because I have backpacked a little. I did go trekking in Nepal after college and I have done some backpack trips. I know. And I think the biggest, most important things to think about are like packability. Obviously, you want to carry as little weight as possible when you're backpacking. So I think you should bring as little as possible. Sunscreen seems like the most important. And then I believe any product you're going to be using out in the wilderness should be biodegradable, right? Mm. Like you don't want to be bringing stuff that's going to, if you, you know, use something, you don't want anything that's going to damage the locations that you are. So I feel like you could do, I feel like Dr. Bronner is always the thing that I've brought camping and backpacking. You could possibly consider wipes, like face wipes, because you can also pack that out. The other thing that I read, which I didn't know, is that you want stuff to be fragrance free. I think depending on where you're going because of animal reactivity. And also you want to store that, like stash away the skincare stuff. Don't leave it out at night.
Oh, great call.
Yeah. But I am, again, I'm not an expert on this. So if anyone has any skincare while backpacking tips, I would love to talk about this on the pod. And again, I think your sunscreen is going to be your most important thing to bring. Like, I feel like you can live without your serums, you know?
Yes, I agree with this. I think less is more. 4 days without a certain prod is not going to be the make or break.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, I also do just want to mention that pod sponsor Away also makes a laptop friendly backpack.
I love my Away. Oh, shit. What the fuck is it called? It's not the backpack. Hold on. Away. Bag.
They have, it comes with a padded laptop pocket, which is a feature that I personally endorse. But again, it is a little pricier. It's $195. Although we do supposedly have a promo code.
Supposedly. We haven't gotten that clarified yet, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the Everywhere bag, by the way, and I really like it for travel. And that has a little kind of a laptop sleeve. So not exactly what you're looking for, but that's a great bag.
I have that bag too.
All right, Dory, we've got one more voicemail to share with you all.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Just finished listening to, I think, May 2nd episode, and you guys were talking about robes. Funny about Restoration Hardware, because years ago we got my mom a Restoration Hardware robe. She is no longer with us, so I wear it sometimes, and it is plush and a little heavy, but I do love it. But really, the robe I wear every day, Kate, is from Costco. So check out the robe. It's cozy and fluffy and light, and I kind of laugh when I'm in my Costco robe because I don't really shop at Costco for clothes. But anyway, check it out. Just wanted to share. Love the pod. Bye.
Wow.
I mean, immediately, yes, I'm on board. The next time I go to Costco, I will be looking for this. Also, Costco is a great place to buy clothes.
Okay, period. Hot tip.
Just want to say, I have like cozy sweats from Costco, PJs from Costco, fake UGG boots from Costco. You can get Birks at Costco. I get my underwear at Costco. So I'm going to get my bathrobe at Costco. That's
it.
That's all I've got to say about this. Yeah, I would like to try the Costco bathrobe. I would like it even better if it was branded like Kirkland on the robe.
Interesting. We'll have to get on that. Maybe I can get you some custom embroidery.
Oh, I would love
it. On a Costco robe.
Oh, I haven't been to Costco in a month or so. I got to get on it. We need more coffee. I've got to get back there. Mm. I only like my coffee from Costco.
Well, Kate.
Dory, wow, what an episode.
This has been a pleasure. What an episode. Well, thanks everyone, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye. Happy birthday, Dory.
Oh, thank you.